Digo operator.
Joined.
Heidi.
Joined.
Liz Gaster.
Joined.
Hi, Liz. Heidi.
Hello, Heidi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You're in Washington now, yeah?
Yes.
How long?
Just through the week.
Who else is on the line?
It's me, Tanya. Heidi, how are you?
Hi, Tanya.
Alan.
Joined.
Oh, it's Alan. Is anyone else here?
Hello, Alan. It's Liz.
Hello, Liz. I was told I was the fourth one. There should be two
and
others.
Heidi is also on.
Oh,
and
good.
I believe Tanya, who I don't know. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, Liz. I'm the operator.
Okay. I'm introducing you.
Thank you for joining our little group.
We're big on inclusive these days. So
very transparent.
Yes. And this is a new group for me, and there I know you have lots of participants who are able to participate at different times. So just thought it was a new name. Well, I am in D.C., and it is, you know, I grew up here. I spent 50 years here, and just moved to California. Last year, and I think I picked the coldest day of the year to be here. It was 14 degrees this morning, Fahrenheit, which is a lot chillier than my mountain in California. So it was nice to have an excuse to bring my winter coat, I guess.
But. Even cloudy in L.A. today, so that's telling
Cheryl.
Something.
Joined.
Hi there, Cheryl here.
Hi, good morning,
sorry,
Cheryl.
Sorry, I'm a couple of minutes late.
No, we're still. Let me go ahead and call Bo and
Gareth Sherman.
Joined.
Listen, I'm actually going to go on mute for just a few moments because I've got a tech issue I need to deal with, and I'll actually be taking the phone with me, but it'll go out of the wireless range and it'll get crackly. So I'm here. I'll be with you, just not verbally.
Okay.
Heidi, has everybody seen Bo's initial rankings?
I believe so. Yes, when the announcement was sent out, there was an attachment of the initial. Yes.
Hi, is Bo Brenler in? Yes. Hi, is Bo Brenler in? Yes. Hi. Is Bo Brenler in?
Not his initial, but his most recent, I should say.
Yes, they do.
Hello?
My name is Heidi. I'm with ICANN. 914, 378, Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Liz, have you looked at Bo's ratings?
I have.
Can you explain something since he isn't here yet? For instance, the second highest rated one in the GNSO ratings was study number 11, which I don't think shows up on his list at all unless I'm missing something.
Right, right. Yeah, there's some real differences. He also had kind of the inverse concern, too, which was that there were quite a number of studies that he was inclined to rate very highly that didn't show up on the top six at all at the GNSO.
No, no, I understand the ratings are different, but in the case of 11, for instance, it doesn't show up on his list at all. Not that it's poorly rated.
Right, it didn't even make the cut.
Ah, okay, there was a cut, because there was...
it didn't even make his cut.
Okay, so you mean if it gets a zero, he didn't put it, but I thought the rating was from 1 to 5.
That is how I interpreted what he said, but I think we should, once he gets on the call, definitely, ask him for sure. That was just my interpretation.
Okay. Now, he was supposed to put together sort of a one-sentence summary of each of them. I didn't see that. Did someone else get that?
I thought that he actually just, we kind of moved on from that at the end of the call. I didn't think he was going to do that.
Oh, I thought that's how it ended.
But he thought at one point the idea I thought was for me to do it, but then he thought, and that was sort of in a way for his benefit.
Mm-hmm.
He decided that he could do it with what he had.
That's what I thought how it was left, but I haven't actually seen that, so
okay.
Either I missed it or
not do it as in prepare one sentences, but do it as in make the initial judgments based on what he had. Which would be the one...
Because I thought he had said at one point that, yes, there are one-sentence ones for some of them, and he could do the rest. I thought I heard that.
Okay.
But I don't
I would characterize what it actually is that these letter groupings, when you look at, just as an example, letter grouping A, which has studies 1, 14, 21... GAC dataset 2, all in it, they're all pretty similar. You can kind of see, like, yes, you could rewrite them into one statement, but by reading all four, you get, they're so similar. That's why they've been grouped together. So I think he might have just felt it was so straightforward. I don't know.
Bo is dialing in now.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Sorry, I did go out of range, so the line did drop.
Welcome back.
Joined.
Hi, Bo.
Hi there.
Hello, Bo.
Hello, Bo. I was just about to ask, because I've been on other calls this morning, and I haven't trolled through all of the emails. Has there been any discussion of Bo's latest rankings or not?
I haven't seen any.
I've seen them forwarded a number of places to a number of times to a number of people, but
I haven't had
any discussion.
Right. Okay. Just didn't want to have gone on the assumption that nothing had been actually said or criticised or suggested, and in fact it had. That's all.
Seth Reese
joined.
How are we going to handle this call? Has anyone thought about what we're going to do?
I guess the first thing to do is decide, are we going to rank yes or no? I vote yes. Then we do it with the associated explanations and discussions on each.
Okay, Bo, when we ended last time, I thought you had volunteered to put together sort of a one-sentence description by culling various other things and or making them up for each of the number groupings or letter groupings that the GNSO is using. Liz thought you said you weren't going to do it.
What I remembered was just because we were commenting, I believe the context was that, you know, several studies have been combined into one grouping, and there might be a need to sort of restate them as a single study. But when you actually look at them, they're very similar. So what I assumed, and I thought the only purpose of doing that, which I maybe have been wrong about, the only purpose for doing that was to help you
and to
the ratings.
And to...
Where I understood it, Alan, was that, as Liz sort of said, she offered to do that if I thought it would be of help
okay.
putting together my list. And I told her, no, I wouldn't. I would just go back and look at the raw document and reevaluate. And
I guess I was more worried, maybe I didn't make it clear, that I'm not only the rest of us, but also in sort of documenting to the rest of at large or ALAC what it is we're saying, who aren't going to go back to nested levels of documents to try to figure out what these arcane numbering and lettering schemes are.
Well, Alan, then that as a proposal, assuming we all agree with it, and I do think it's a very good way forward, just from my point of view, that can be part of our output. We can make sure that...
Okay. I'm just trying to clarify what it is we thought we were doing.
And I will help with that. I have extremely limited time until Monday, but I could help with that after Monday.
I have also, just to let you know, I have also been asked to organize the Who Is session at the At-Large Summit, in which I ask that this document that I sent around about the rankings be reproduced along with the grid that we have that describes each study, so that there would be some discussion of all of the different kinds of studies within that summit session. So I personally do not have time to go and do that. I don't have time to go and boil all that stuff down for everybody right now.
I was surprised you volunteered, but I thought you had. But maybe my mistake.
See, what I was volunteering for is, I think, just the five studies that have been grouped into these letter groupings. The rest of them are basically single sentences, but these are multiple sentences. So, to the degree, you know, we could do... I can't... they would have to be non-official statements, but... or recharacterizations, because the official ones were... you know, approved by the council, worked on by the council together and approved by the council. If you don't think it's... Yeah, I think part of what we need to consider is the timing, because the council is going to vote on which studies to proceed with in Mexico. If we can get them the ALAC ranking shortly, then they'd like to update this spreadsheet with all of the rankings, and then, of course, redo the formulas so that your weighting can, you know, perhaps affect the outcome. There's a draft motion that the council's already prepared that identifies six studies. Some are groups of studies that have so far come out to be the top six. And so the possibility is that the ALAC rankings could change those overall rankings.
Well, here, this is Beau. May I ask a question? Have you seen, Liz, the updated memo that I sent out that has the rescoring of the groupings and all of that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I don't really have time to do much more beyond that, so I kind of have to pass the ball to ALAC at this point. I mean, there's been no discussion about this stuff, so I don't really know what else to do other than to say, here's my opinion, which is really all this is, about how the ALAC should, about which studies the ALAC should support. I mean, if you notice in the note that I wrote, I went through A through E, and then I, you know, added a couple of sort of like parenthetical statements in which I said, you know, ideally we should do these studies, but they're not grouped that way. So,
Well, then you also observed that there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 studies that you would have rated very highly that didn't make the cut.
Yes.
By anybody else.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting and maybe worth some.
And I think, Liz, if I may, so I think what I was proposing when Alan asked how are we managing this particular meeting, I think we look at what I see is it's your opinion, but it's an informed opinion that many of us trust. Now, this group needs to say, are we in agreement? Are we endorsing? Do we move this forward to the next level? Because we haven't had the feedback. It's not that it hasn't been out there. And sometimes people really don't say yes or no to something until it is way further down in the ALAC world towards becoming a statement. In fact, many times they don't make it until it's actually become a statement. So let's decide, are we ranking yes or no? My suggestion is yes. Are we using your expert opinion as a basis for our discussion, maybe some tweaking or not, and then moving it forward? And then say, this is about to go as. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Because that's really the only way you can get the community engaged sometimes. And in our output, yes, we probably need to have a sentence or two, in our words, that explain some of the less clear clustering. And perhaps that will give Liz an opportunity to perhaps just coach us on some appropriate words, but they will become our words in terms of an explanation to our community document rather than something that you can be attributed to the author of, Liz.
Assuming we go ahead with that, Bo, there's only one discrepancy I can find between the list the GNSO is working on and yours. You have a reference to Metalits 1. They have a reference to Metalits A and B. Does anyone know the relationship between these?
Liz would probably know better than me, but I think what happened was the Metalits, what I've got is Metalits 1 actually got split into two, Metalits A and Metalits B, I think.
Do we arbitrarily put a 4 on both of those and leave it B?
They aren't broken out, actually. Well, let me think. I think Metalits A may have gotten lumped in with a different study.
No, there's a separate line on the summary flow on the summary spreadsheet for A and B.
Okay.
I mean, if this helps at all, I recall seeing.
You're right.
If this helps at all, I recall seeing sort of like a Metalits proposal or a Metalits proposal that was two separate sentences or something like that, and I thought that it was good. So the same mark that I gave, what I gave Metalits 1 here, I would probably give to his other study, but Metalits didn't really wind up in any of the letter groupings, so.
No, indeed, it's yet another category.
Okay, so. Are we happy to discuss those proposals as a template with all the riders and everything else you've given?
If you mean, are we willing to go through them now one by one with a sentence saying what are we talking about and Bo's giving a summary of why he thinks it's important or unimportant, yes.
Yep, because I just want to put this to bed and take it to the next step. We're going to take it anywhere. Let's take it somewhere now.
Okay.
And I would suggest we do it in the
order.
Well, my preference would be do it in the order that the GNSO table is. But if Bo wants another order, that's fine.
Well, actually, the advantage of doing it in the order of the GNSO table is it makes the output document very easy for them to look at and understand where it fits in the documentation they're going to be working with in their vote. You happy to do that, Bo?
I mean that prejudice is the table is sorted in current summary priority order, but it's as good an order as any to work on, I would assume.
Yeah. And our ranking, any divergence in our ranking will be obvious then anyway.
Indeed.
Okay, Alan, can I ask you to scribe on all of this then? Or?
I'll scribe the numbers. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I mean. You know,
I already have Bo's numbers transcribed onto the table.
Excellent.
except for the metal, it's ones which we'll worry as we go along.
I just need to figure out how to get two of these documents open at the same... Oh, no, I just closed the wrong document. I'm trying to figure out how to... Basically,
I have to apologize again for how awkward this is, and I have to also share in your misery, because every time I pick up this project, I go back and forth, too, and I'm a victim of this thing.
We know you just wanted to share the pain.
I just didn't want you to think that I was somehow, I had some easier method I wasn't sharing.
We think that anyway.
Well, I guess,
Or if you want to do it in the order that you sent the memo, that's fine too.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I basically did was I went by the memorandum of 26th of August from the group.
Seeing
so.
As those taking the lion's share of it, Alan, is it you've already sorted them onto that?
I can do them in whatever order Bo wants.
Let's do it in the order Bo's comfortable with, then. But the output will be in the GNSO linked order. Okay.
I think so. There are. Liz is going to have to help me as we go along because there are some studies in Bo's list that I don't think are on the GNSO table, and I'm not quite sure why. But let's get there when we get there.
Okay, let's go from the top then, Bo.
Well, study number one: public access to WHOIS data is responsible for a material number of cases of misuse. I'm really just reading from the WHOIS study hypothesis report to the GNSO Council at the moment. I gave that priority score of 2 because I just didn't think it was, because of the way it was phrased, I didn't necessarily think it was particularly a priority for users. For study number 14, I gave it the same score too, for the same reason. And also because the Security and Stability Advisory Committee has already studied this particular point, so I don't necessarily think it needs to be studied again. If anything, we should just look at the SAC study and figure out why we don't, you know, why it's not useful. 15, I gave a study number 15. I gave a slightly higher score to, a score of 3. Now Patrick Vandewall has some specific opinions about port 43 access to WHOIS that we may want to get from him, but I marked it as a 3 because I just didn't really see it as one of the top priorities. 21 and GAC 2, I gave a 2 as well, because I think that this has also been studied. This has been the public WHOIS database use being mined by direct mail and related companies. I mean, I've seen the World Privacy Forum study that. I've seen other privacy organizations study it and not really see it as a problem. So I just didn't think it was necessary to do it again. GAC 3, I gave a 5 to, one of the highest priority, because I thought that although GAC 3 is not a particularly detailed hypothesis, I thought that as an ideological statement, it would be good to try to figure out how to move towards this place, because I think GAC 3 sort of states where, you know, it states kind of a middle ground between the two very divided camps on WHOIS.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting into Area 2, let me scroll down a little bit here. 16, I thought was well stated and not a particular direction that I've seen go before. Registrars do not have a uniform method of disclosing or obtaining consent for collection of data. I tended to be attracted in this list of hypotheses to studies that sounded like they could be relatively easily derived by looking at current data that should have been collected or should be on hand from the registrars themselves. 22, I gave a 4. I think this would be really interesting to do, but I gave it a slightly lower score because we're getting into the arena of CCTLDs, which just from a practicality standpoint, I know it's difficult to kind of work with that community. So while I would like to see this studied, I gave it just a slightly lower score because I was worried that it might not be feasible. Number 23, I gave a 2. And multiple scrolling here. And that I didn't really think that this was a well-stated hypothesis, particularly. That it sort of states the obvious, that indeed we know that some national data protection laws explicitly apply or have been adjudicated to apply to information submitted by GTLD registrants. I mean, I don't think that needs to be a study. That could just be like a resource list of information, in my opinion. Then, let's see, I think scrolling issues here again, 24, no, excuse me, GAC 12, GAC 13, GAC 14, and GAC 15, which are all grouped together on this 26th of August document. I gave that grouping a 5, but it kind of doesn't really, those have been all kind of moved, pulled apart and taken in different directions. Some of them have wound up in letter B. So then study number 24.
I don't see those in letter B. GAC 12 through 15 was a single grouping on the GNSO summary. Relatively low rated.
Studies 13. Oh, yeah, you're right. GAC 1 and GAC 11 are NV. That's what I was thinking of. So, here. I don't know. I lost the page. Okay. Then 24. I mean, is this what you really want me to do? You want me to go through all these? And
well,
I'd like to actually just discuss, rather than just go through them, I think we need to looking at your rankings, if Alan can also then say to us, this is where it's ranked. This one doesn't appear on the GNSO or listing, or it does. And do we agree, do we want to bump it up or not, or leave it as is with each? That might be faster.
Okay.
Alan, do you want to, is there any variance? Do we need to back up now?
Well, I haven't, but Bo's been going over the individual studies which showed up in the various, some of which showed up in the various groupings. And it looks like he then took his individual study results and sort of averaged them for the letter groupings. Is that a correct assumption?
That is correct.
Okay.
It might also, this is Liz, tell me if this would be helpful, but I can't say definitively why.
Hello?
Hello?
Rated certain studies high, and why these six.
Liz, you cut out. Start over again.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't speak definitively about why the other constituencies rated the studies in the way that they did, but I have some speculation about it that might be helpful. I think two things are really useful. One is that there is an understanding among those who feel that it's very important to do studies. There's the understanding that, you know, optimally there are many more studies that would be useful to do than we have, you know, resource bandwidth to do, and that it was more prudent to just kind of go for the top. But the actual language of the resolution clear that other studies could be identified as priorities in the future for future study. So one thing just to keep in mind is I don't think that you know, the top 5 or top 6 or top 8 or whatever the list comes out to be is the only chance at the apple. I think it's a way of just trying to find a starting place. The other thing is that I think that the groups that rated these particular studies very highly were focused on policy questions, sort of overarching policy questions about who is, at least from their perspectives, and wanting to find or look to hard data or hard evidence to either prove or disprove facts about the marketplace that would inform the policy debate. So when you look at that whole area of Group A, there are some differences, but overall, those 4 studies really together look at the extent to which WHOIS data is misused to generate spam or other illegal or undesirable activities. And that's kind of a threshold question. We know that spam occurs. We know that there's lots of illegal or undesirable activities that occur on the Internet. But at least in the view of the people who voted or the constituencies that placed this high, I think the important element was what is the extent to which Whois data, misuse of Whois data, is actually contributing to that versus other ways of obtaining contact information, for example. So just, and tell me if this is useful, but for example, when you look at group B, I think the reason why, which focuses on the extent to which proxy and privacy services are being used, proxy and privacy services in particular are being used to shield abusive or illegal registrations where abusive or illegal activities are occurring, that once again there was the fundamental concern about proxy and privacy services and whether they're havens for bad actors, whether they're used particularly by those who have ill intent. When you look at, for example, study group C, it looks at the extent to which proxy and privacy services actually respond to information. That's study group E. Respond to information requests. That's a primary concern, of course, for intellectual property owners and others, people anti-phishing, those who are trying, interveners who are trying to identify, detect, and deter criminal activity on the Internet very quickly. So there's a direct policy connotation or significance to at least their intent for rating that study very high. And I could go on with the other three that have been identified as priorities for them, but I didn't know if that perspective would help a little bit with, okay, yes, everyone kind of acknowledges, for those who are supportive of studies in general, that there's excellent data that could be used in all these studies, perhaps, or in the great majority of these studies, but where do we really want to start, I think, was how the discussion within the council played out.
And I think that kind of reflects kind of why my opinion of, or what I sort of zeroed in on as being a priority, in my opinion, wound up averaging out to be most supportive of the group of studies, letter B. How do you characterize C and D, Liz, in the same way that you sort of characterized those other two groupings?
Well, I think for C and D, it really gets at this issue of how many registrations are occurring by natural persons versus legal persons, and how many registrations are occurring for a commercial purpose versus a non-commercial purpose. So if, and I think the theory, or just playing out the thinking there, is if you found that, and I'm exaggerating, of course, but 99.99% of all registrations in .com and .net are commercial purpose and registered by legal persons as opposed to natural persons, then you would, that would be, I suspect, the data that would tend to disprove the notion that a lot of additional privacy protections are going to be required if there are no natural persons, or a tiny minority of natural persons registering in .com. I just gave an extreme example for illustrative purposes, but I think that's the theory. If you found the flip side, which is that very significant numbers of individuals who are using domain names for non-commercial purposes were in fact registering in these GTLDs, then it may argue that there is a much more compelling need for privacy, and then I think that kind of result would be contrasted then with those studies that are done of proxy services and whether, in fact, proxy and privacy services serve the needs of those natural persons sufficiently or not.
Is there a preference evolving among the interested groups for one of the letter groupings? Do you know?
So far, the top-rated studies in total, minus the ALAC, but with balancing out everybody else's input at this point, are the letter groupings, group A, group B,
Group C, Group D, and Group E, all five. And I want to talk about
And Study 11.
And then Study 11. So six studies in toto. And Study 11 is an interesting... I want to talk briefly about Study Group E and Study 11. Study 11 is focused on the fact that increasingly we are going to have WHOIS records with contact information that is actually in non-ASCII character sets, where the data that's supplied is not going to be readable by, let's just say, English speakers. So there will be local character sets in WHOIS records. There already are, but that will continue to increase as IDNs increase, and also just as registrations increase in countries that have languages that are based on non-ASCII character sets. And the concern there is that that could potentially, there are no standards that require registrars to, or that where registrars must require registered name holders to input the data in any particular format. So it's left currently just to local providers to decide how they want to do it. And so the question has arisen about, in the long run, is that going to detract from data accuracy and readability? And if so, should changes be made, perhaps technical changes, perhaps not necessarily policy changes, to address that concern? So that study is a little more prospective rather than looking at today's environment, and also is intended as kind of a technical analysis of what options might be available if there were a proposal for standardizing the contact information to address that concern.
Yeah, I rated that as a 4 on my thing, and just sort of put in feasibility, echoing what Liz said, that it seemed like more of a technical analysis to me. So I don't think that appeared in any of the groupings, though, right? GAC 11 appeared, but not just plain old.
That's
11.
Right. It, yeah, it doesn't appear as a grouping, but as a standalone study, the council constituencies rated it very high.
Yeah.
So in the draft, there is a draft motion that I'll circulate, or Alan, feel free, I guess, right, that is subject to, well, I just actually made some changes to it, so it's under discussion among the council. But in that draft motion, it has the five group studies plus study number 11 in it as proposals for a starting place. And remember that this is just to determine cost and feasibility, not to actually conduct those studies. And it also, I believe, makes clear that other studies could be considered in the future.
The only one that I'd like to focus on, or again we're 40 minutes into the call already, is the grouping A, which was rated reasonably high by most constituencies, and Bo rated particularly low. I mean, right now I'm looking at what are we going to do things which will measurably alter what the motion says. And that's one of the ones that is quite different from the other ones. If you look at where Bo rated things 5, and you go look at how other people rated them, all of them are ones that somebody rated high. They may have ended up at the bottom of the list, but somebody considered, in most cases, someone considered them highly. There's a few exceptions.
I just didn't see those as, I mean, the filter I really tried to use when I was judging these was users, what's most interesting to users.
Okay.
And grouping A, you know, the studies that are within grouping A, and again, I didn't just randomly assign numbers to them. I used averages of, you know, which got the highest score in each group.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how my opinion came out. So, but I would not... I do not support the idea of being practical here, in the sense that I don't think we should look at which studies have the best chance of being approved and then throw our lot in with that. I don't think that serves the user community to do that.
I think, though, what we can do is make that point that this is why, you know, this is the filter that's being used, and we should note that from the community of users, internet end users' point of view, it's our opinion that this ranks here, which then just shows the difference, which I think Liz mentioned, you know, looking at the differences of what we're ranking versus the, in inverted commas, majority of others, is equal.
Sure.
So that could just be highlighted. Yes?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Alan?
I'm not quite sure where we are. We were going partly through the list, and then we diverted and started talking about the groupings and the overall ratings.
You pointed out that last point, there's a variance between the ratings that Bo has put together for us and that we're discussing in order, and the rest of the listings, the DNSA listings. And you were looking at how it might affect the motion. Bo was saying our need isn't to be practical, and we were looking at it from a consumer interest perspective. I was endorsing that and saying what we should do is just note on our output document that this is ranked this way because.
Yeah, I'm not even sure we need to justify it. We are implicitly doing it from what we believe is a user issue and the impact on users.
Right.
I mean, as I look at it right now, Liz, you can tell me differently. I don't think any of the studies are likely to, the top, based on what we're saying, I don't think the top six are likely to change significantly. There's a chance that GAC7 may be pushed in above the 2.5 cutoff point.
Right. When you look,
I don't think there's anything else. We're not going to pull A down enough to pull it out of the running, and I don't think we're going to push the others up high enough to put them above a 2.5 cutoff. The only one being GAC7 may in fact be pushed high by our ratings. And I think what we're doing is in line with the other people. Clearly, would it be nice if 12 other people had done this in addition to Bo, and then we could factor all of the thoughts in, but we are where we are right now.
Yeah, I would have also liked to have seen the NCUC do something that was a little bit more than just, you know, zeroing the whole column out. But that's neither here nor there either, I guess.
Liz, one question just as I'm going through this and trying to understand. There's a column on the summary sheet called Max Prior. And a few of those have non-integer numbers, and I'm wondering where did those come from?
Oh, this is Aubrey's analysis. The minimum, the max, the priority. This is some averaging she's done.
Okay.
And I apologize. I'm probably not saying it even right, what she's
okay,
done.
Okay, fine. If there was a simple answer, I was hoping for, but okay.
There's a smart mathematical answer. I don't know.
Okay.
I'd be happy to find out. I apologize.
Okay.
It's not going to affect our ranking, is it, so?
No. I was just trying to understand. Okay, we've got 15, 20 minutes left. If I understand what Liz said correctly, there's going to be a vote in Mexico City, which means we need something to come out of ALAC, formally or informally, in the next 2 weeks at the very longest, at latest, to be factored in. How can we put something out for community comment, whether it comes in or not? And as Cheryl pointed out, until we say it's a done deal, we're not likely to get many comments or close to a done deal.
Yep.
How do we formulate something which is going to be understandable by people and not pure cryptic codes?
Yep. I would like to think that what you've actually done, Alan, and used the GNSO template with Bo's numbering as an additional column, which will become our numbering as an additional column down the side, should be part, the main tool of whatever we do is the output. The output.
Yes, but there needs to be something descriptive along with it, not just Group A or Study 11.
Absolutely. The output needs to be well described. To me, because there are drill-down opportunities if one is motivated to do so, it's one of those things that's probably better to be in a sort of linked-up PDF-type document that we put out for community review, shall we say, at the beginning or as close to the beginning of next week as is humanly possible. To be honest,
Cheryl, I think that's a cop-out. To send out something saying we're rating Group A, as an example, as 2, and then they have to drill down to find out Group A is Studies 114, 40, 21, and GAC data set 2, and then drill down to find out what those are.
Alan, I thought we had already established that we would be putting an explanation.
But I haven't actually heard anyone said they're going to be able to deliver that.
I'm going to send you a draft that is going to be very draft-like by the end of this call.
Okay. then I'm happy. Because I think without that, you know, we're either setting ourselves up for criticism or useless input.
But I'm just doing it for the 5 groupings. And then I'm hoping that the August 26th report, which has all the other study hypotheses basically in single lines,
as long as you give a point to that report.
Yeah, okay.
That's the sort of thing I'm referring to as a drill down. Right? That then they can look at that.
Okay, let's see what Liz sends out and...
Yeah, okay. Heidi's also been taking notes, so we will also capture the fact that we need to integrate as a sidebar at least, for example, what Patrick has raised. And so we get a great deal of engagement with what we know has already happened in the community. Bo, is there any other sidebars, such as the one you raised from Patrick earlier on in our conversation, that needs to be brought forward if we're going to create a document that recognises the various diversity of view?
The diversity of views I've heard in ALAC are my own, Patrick's, which is a more of a technical issue, no, I think we've got it. I don't really see any others at the moment.
Okay. All right then. So we're getting something from Liz, and I was very careful to make sure Liz wasn't seen, and she could hear that she wasn't going to be seen as an author of something, because as she rightfully pointed out, you know, she can't really fiddle with what the GNSO has voted on in terms of description.
Well, it won't be good enough to warrant that anyway, so...
Are you happy with that way forward then, Alan?
I'm not quite sure if we're going to have to refine that and take the one-sentence drill-downs and summarize them more, but let's look at that and come to a decision in the next day or so.
Okay.
I think we have to be able to send something out which is one page or so, and as uninformative as the very summary, as the very deep, very short summaries are, I think they have to be enough to show the tone of what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question? There's
sure.
There's no way we can get the... I know people don't want to talk about this necessarily, but there's no way we could get this vote postponed until sometime during Mexico City. I mean, the reason I ask is that it seems like the at-large summit coming up is a really great opportunity to try to engage some ALSs in really communicating about this issue.
Well, at this point, the vote is going to be on Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday morning, likely, in Mexico City. Liz, am I correct that we're looking at the formal GNSO meeting in Mexico City for the formal vote?
Yes.
Liz, is there not a cutoff time for information to the
in document packages before a ICANN meeting now? That we
have to, we would have to post the motion well in advance of that, and they're trying to get it posted by next week. But I mean, historically, it's been about a week, Alan, right?
Yeah. And you know, clearly, in theory, things can change in the open meeting, but that's not what we should target as trying to happen. So I think one of the things that we have to do is, working on the assumption that Bo's list is the definitive one we end up with, how is, you know, to go back and have the calculation done and say, how does this affect the priority list? Because if it ends up with the first top six being the ones that are above the 2.5 cutoff, then the motion as stands is probably the one that we would support if we were asked. On the other hand, if it changes the priority, there's still a good opportunity to have the motion change to reflect that.
Okay.
So the motion is not going to be at the level of detail of let's study who is, you know, in terms of the words. The motion's going to be referring to this table, I assume. Is that correct, Liz?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Alan, then can we then work on exactly those proposed assumptions that we will be endorsing and integrating into an output document for community for ALAC review, and pick up those points that in that output document we also say that there will be who is activities and debate going on in the user summit in Mexico, in the at-large summit in Mexico, and that we will provide the GNSO the outcome of that as well in a short report during the meeting prior to the vote. So we have a placeholder for what we can develop in Mexico, because I agree with Bo, it would be really nice to get that wider input. But that we do go on the assumption that the list Bo's proposing gets our endorsement, and that becomes what we're going to be putting forward with all the bells and whistles and explanations we've discussed. Can you then do that extrapolation on what it may or may not do to the GNSO?
I can't, but I assume either Liz or Avery can pretty quickly.
Okay.
I guess I have Excel spreadsheets somewhere, but I don't have ready.
Sure.
Access. So I'm not sure I could find the right one quickly and know it's the right one.
Okay.
But I assume either Liz or Avery knows which is the table that these numbers came from, and can either point me to it or integrate our numbers in it.
Because it doesn't actually affect our output document, but I do understand that it's important from the GNSO perspective. So
But I want to make it clear, I don't think that we can give them a different set of numbers on Tuesday in Mexico City, despite the discussion that may have come out of the summit. I think that would be... unreasonable.
One will be an ALAC ranking, and the other will be an update by the at-large community. And they can take that on board or not.
All right. I wouldn't know how to present it or what to ask them to do with it, to be honest.
Let's see what it is first. It might be an absolute affirmation of the list.
Okay.
And if it's variance, we say, interestingly enough, we... in our debate in Who Is, had the following variance outcomes. Oh, and look, this is a geographic region.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
Fine.
So be it. All right. If Liz gets me the summary descriptions, and Bo, if you and I can privately work to try to come up with a document that we can send out to the various lists early next week, then we'll go from there.
I'm not going to get it out right now. I thought I could, but I'm just too late for another function.
In the next couple of days.
Thank you. For sure. And okay. Then I'll get something a little better than I would send out right now.
Okay. Bo, is that a reasonable way to proceed?
It certainly is. Alan, hi. copious notes, so you and Bo should...
I will send my notes probably by the end of the day, and also there will be a recording of this available.
Okay.
So do you have the time to commit to Alan for this now or not?
Well, if it's brief, I mean, Monday and Tuesday next week are kind of bad for me, but I can do it.
Yeah, I'll try to take the lead on this, but I need you to be involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then, Alan, next week you can give us the heads up and we'll make it into the necessary forms and get it out to our community.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds like a done deal to me. And
Cheryl, do you have another commitment now, or can we talk for a little bit?
I don't have another commitment right now, no. That's
call you at home?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Alan?
Yes.
Just a quick question. Evan and Darlene were wondering, for the next Naralo call on Tuesday, could you or Bo provide an update of this discussion?
Yeah, I certainly. Let me make sure I'm here. It's on my agenda next Tuesday, did you say?
Ninth.
Monday, okay, yes. I'll be glad to do that.
Okay, I'll put you on the agenda. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, Cheryl, okay, I'll call you back shortly.
Okay, and thanks, Bo. I know it feels thankless when you put work in and nobody responds, but, you know, our experience shows until you threaten that it's actually about to be a vote or a statement, it sort of doesn't, you know, kick some people into reacting. So let's do that, and then, you know, we'll get an outcome and we'll have at least met our requirements for a ranking, because I think we do need to rank, as you say.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Heidi. Bye.
Heidi.
Left.
Bo Brentler.
Left.
Alan.
Left.
Liz Gaster.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Seth Reese.
Left.
Adigo Operators.
Left.